Buenos días. Good morning. Welcome to Dímelo. Tell me about it. Again, I'm on the road. Like Willie Nelson would say, on the road again. But in my last episode, I talked about the border and the importance of how a leader can influence policy and law. Well, today, I want to talk to you of influence, admiration, and leadership. In the past weeks, we've seen many changes that, of course, have garnered lots of adulation by a certain base, and criticism by another base. I posted this morning on Facebook the speech by Ronald Reagan on the eve of election night in 1980. That was the year that I did not vote for the incumbent. I went against my grain, as some would say. I was a yuppie, and I was looking to learn and to experience success, wealth, excess, but most importantly, a leadership of which my father and my uncle and cousins and friends went to fight for, while being deployed in any of the wars that they had fought. And I'm talking about World War II, the Korean conflict, Vietnam. How is a leader born? Tell me about it. Dímelo. I know, and I'm sure that many of you know. But there are those right now who are reinventing the formula for how a leader is conceived. At least in this country. Because that formula is as old as time and has been used in other countries, of which its own citizens are leaving to come to our country. Why must we allow a base to elect an individual who admires leaders who are tyrants, put it that way? Because the nations that have been quoted as the nations or countries or leaders by this leader is that they have the respect and adulation and admiration of his people, of their people. If fear is a form of admiration, then wow, I am left speechless. But you know what? I shouldn't. Because I've always said to you and to anyone who's willing to listen, that many human beings, unfortunately, react better to fear than to comprehension. Take, for instance, your mother or father. And they tell you things like, if you don't eat your Brussels sprouts or whatever, what's on your dish, you are going to bed without food, without eating. First of all, that's abuse right there. There are other ways of punishing children. It's either take away their favorite things, but in a way, that's also another punishment as well. Because when you do that to people, to adults, to take away their favorite things, in this case, in this time, that's called freedom of speech, freedom to choose, freedom, period. So why would this individual publicly state, oh, I admire this person so much because this person at such a young age has been able to control and lead his people by an iron fist? Well, that's not a quote. It's just an interpretation, ladies and gentlemen. But he's admiring someone who violates human rights, the right to speech, the right to vote, the right to live. Why would we, in this century, want to elect someone who is going to take on the full responsibility of thinking for us, of speaking for us, of eating for us, of living for us, of learning for us? Heck, even breathing for us or defecating for us. Why? Why? I ask you that. Aren't we a sophisticated nation? We're over 240 years in the making. 3 centuries, ladies and gentlemen, and more. Growing. Why are we allowing such form of expression? Why is the party that I belong to allowing this? Or were we hypocrites when we applauded Reagan's speech on that night in November? Really? I placed a link of that speech, that total speech, on Facebook so that you, that Democrat, Republican, Independent, or even a non-registered voter who just doesn't want to vote because they don't feel that they need to, because it's not going to make a difference. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you better get off your tuchus and register. Because we do not elect individuals to sit on a shiny hill and make decisions that will undercut us, underplay us. We don't pay for that salary because we do through our taxes. They are our employees, and no matter how you see it, you better recognize that. Look at Venezuela, my beautiful and dear Venezuela. I am Boricua, Puerto Rican, born and bred, and an American citizen by birth. But I ache and I cry for Venezuela. I ache and I cry for every other Latin country that is being manipulated, undercut, and just totally annihilated of soul, a genocide on the soul of a people. You'll hear Americans here state certain things like, well, they voted for those people. They should have known better. Let's go back. You voted for those people. They should have known better. Again, people, repeat with me. They voted for those people. They should have known better. And I will keep on repeating this. Why? Because we voted for him and we should have known better. I'm not saying that his opponent was any better, but we had a bevy of others that were. We cannot run parties like if they were baseball teams, trading in a all-time hitter because they can raise more money, they are popular with what they say. We haven't watched and seen what they do. Because it's easy to say things. They just flow naturally off of your mouth, out of your mouth. Sometimes they flow right out of your mouth without a thought process behind them. But actions, ladies and gentlemen, speak louder than words. I'd like to take you to that phrase. Actions speak louder than words. A couple of Saturdays ago, there was an event in my hometown, because obviously this is June, and June is not only summer, the beginning of summer, and that school is out, but it is Pride Month. And obviously we are in the midterm elections, and there are plenty of candidates out there wanting to let themselves seen and heard. Questioned. So what happens when you have an innocent child? Because to me, someone who's 17 years old is an innocent child. They still don't know how to do a lot of things. They still do not know how to make decisions on some things. But some of them do. Take, for instance, the kids at Parkland High School in Florida. They knew how to cultivate a movement and continue its path to make change. So I stand correct. There are 17-year-olds that are smart as heck, and that will be the future of this country. But I'm going back to those who are innocent in some retrospect. This young man was helping out a candidate because his father was there, and obviously he probably needed some community service hours, this young man. I'm still not sure if he was 17 or 18, but he definitely was under 21. And witnessed by many in a park where there were hundreds of people, this child, by no fault of his own and no malice, handed out, started handing out cards of the candidate that his father is following. That candidate, of whom this young man was dedicating some time, some community service hours, this young man was accosted by this gentleman's opponent. Accosted physically, ladies and gentlemen. Physically. Now, this is not the candidate versus candidate being accosted and yelled and screamed at each other. This is a subordinate, a person who is just wanting to help, a volunteer, being accosted by the other candidate who wants your vote. Intimidation seems to be the new norm. Bullying, ridicule, outright craziness is the new norm in campaigns, from what I gather. Whether it's the left or whether it's the right. It's open season, gentlemen. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm of the old school where sarcasm went very far. Not vulgarism, intimidation, almost godfather-like. Okay? Now, to this parent, I say to you, that would not happen to my child. Because while this man is doing this to my child, I am recording it on my phone and having others call 911. This person's candidacy and campaign would be shut down at that very moment. I would pull out my Rolodex from my phone and call every single newspaper and send them the tape and send them the visuals. This does not represent me. This should not be representing the other half of our demographic. Shame on you, sir, for bringing this new aroma, because that's what it is, of campaigning to this country. But I wouldn't put it past anyone, especially you, to do it this way. Now, on another story, un cuentito, because we're Spanglish on this podcast. Over, let's say, 52 weeks ago, some individuals that were running for office were invited to a hobnob. It was primarily for those who were going into an election in 2 months, not a year and a half in the future. But still, the gallantry and manners of an advocate and community leader felt that everyone should have a say. Unfortunately, some people did not agree with the timeline. And so, hens, misinformation, rude conduct ensued. Now, this town is very small, even though it's not a town anymore. And it got back to me. Got back to me immediately the moment that one individual was not happy with the lineup and myself not being able to switch it up. I said that I will try, but obviously I will try was not sufficient. And so I was accused of selecting someone to speak because of their gender and their surname. And this is in writing, ladies and gentlemen. This is in writing. Not too long ago, I found out from a dear person who is in office, who made a statement to another dear friend, that this individual last year decided to show up at their other event and dog me, belittle me, ridicule me, insult me in front of our peers. Many did not believe this person, and many stayed quiet, and if they stood quiet, then they agreed with this individual. And that's where I am taking you to now in this podcast. Why are we standing around watching our Constitution being shredded and used for mulch? Ask yourselves that. Why do you fight for so much? Why do you want so much? Why do you ask for so much if you're not even taking the time to look it up in your Constitution? I walk around with a pocket-sized Constitution of the United States, which includes the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. Okay? Of course, our leader has the right to express himself and state what he would like. And put forth his grievances, etc., because he too is still a citizen of the United States, but he represents us whether we voted for him or not. He cannot just do what he wants for his base, and that is it. Remember when so many of you were complaining that the past POTUS was doing things he shouldn't done, da 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 da, and there were those defending him, and why is it that when you're in office, this is not the Yankees versus the Mets? You're making it look like Americans versus Americans. Why would you want this country to believe in what you're saying about another country's leadership? Why would you even mention such a thing? Power is not leadership. It's not about leadership. It is not. look within yourself and replace that book that you have in your night table with the Bible. And on top of that, with the Constitution of the United States, because you were sworn in to protect it, not to piss on it. The people of this country do not want a totalitarian state. We do not want to be told how to think, how to live, how to write, how to speak, or how to vote. Those men in Philadelphia in 1776 right now are rolling in their graves. Ronnie is like looking over to his wife. Oh, mommy, I'm not sure where we're going with this. Franklin D. Roosevelt, he's walking now, ladies and gentlemen. And JFK is wondering, what in the world is a space force? Is this a cartoon? If we weren't so powerful, if we weren't so important, why would people want to come to this country? Why would they sacrifice so much to come to this country? You tell me that. Why? When we are constantly criticizing other countries of how they run their population and their nation. Venezuela, Cuba, Guatemala, Nicaragua, San Salvador. And every other nation that has a leader on the helm that has been there more than a decade. We simply are not a farm of ants as human beings. Why did God give us a brain? Why did He give us a heart? Why did He do this? And why did He bring people into this world that would upset His plan? It is June the 20th. Primaries are going to be coming up soon. And in November, we will be voting out those who do not represent us, our beliefs, and our foundation as a nation. You will get the red slip or pink slip, and you will have to decide what to do next. It's like that song that Ron used to like to hear by Tears for Fears. Everybody wants to rule the world, right? Well, you're going to have to rethink that now. Because I'm going to be playing Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Because I am going straight to the polls. And I will vote out those who laughingly has spit on justice and are allowing a peoples to be trampled on and taken for granted. You, my Latinos, you better get ready. And you better learn. You need to get informed. I don't want to hear you complaining at the restaurant or at park events, etc., etc. I want you to put your foot down. African Americans, they definitely put their foot down, and they know exactly when someone is not doing right by them, and they take action. Why can't you take action? Young people in Parkland are taking action. The gay community is taking action. Latinos, se los pido. Por favor, despierten. Y no dejen que personalidades que viven en un guión de una película jugar con nuestras vidas. Recuérdense, señores y señoras. Remember, Puerto Rican voters, what happened after Maria. Remember, Venezuelans who are now residents here and can vote. Simply remember. Mothers, stand up. Stand up and support a foreign mother, because you would not like it if you went to another country and you were left alone and your child was stripped and ripped off of your arms. To me, it's almost like an unwanted abortion. You did something wrong, we're taking your baby. It may sound harsh, these words, but sometimes I guess people react to something like that. That's why you reacted. Those, that base, reacted and felt empowered 2 years ago. Oh, it's time that someone spoke for me. Now I understand. I like the way they talk. I like the way they push people around and shove them and curse at them and scream at them and punch them straight out in the face in a rally. I want you to look back at black and white film of how those people that did not agree with that new leader coming up, how their very own were spitting and beating on them. I always said that we are to relive the past so that we can live in the future from its lessons. But none of you are listening or watching or understanding. November 2018 is the time where you have the power to either engage or completely tune out. Was America meant to be ruled or led? That's all for today. And dímelo. Tell me about it. God bless you all. And I hope we all make very wise decisions. Have a great day, Brown Eyes.